We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Wednesday, April 11th. President Trump deploying an aircraft carrier to the Middle East. Those details are next.
Kansas officials find an error in the school funding measure. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council has given the green light to redevelop a historic park in Old Town.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Earlier this week, it felt like winter, but today feels more like summer. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Police have made an arrest in connection to a woman's body that was found in a dumpster near Harry and Seneca on Sunday evening in South Wichita. The 37-year-old woman, Leah Moore, identified by fingerprints during an autopsy. Police Lieutenant Todd Ogile says investigators went to the woman's home, where neighbors said she lived with her husband and a child.
During the investigation throughout the day yesterday, investigators were able to piece together the events, and we issued a felony pickup for her 30-year-old husband. Early on, we put out a BOLO, an attempt to locate for him and the vehicle that belongs to her.
Shortly before 9:30 yesterday morning, Wichita police were contacted by officials in Davenport, Iowa, where an Iowa State trooper had located the stolen car and the suspect at a hotel. That suspect was taken into custody, and he will be brought back to Wichita to face charges. The child was okay and was located with family members in Wichita. This couple has a history of domestic issues. President Trump deploys the USS Harry S. Truman, an aircraft carrier, to the Middle East and Europe as tensions with Syria increase.
The region is now bracing for a U.S. military response to the reported use of chemical weapons by the regime of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. The USS Donald Cook left Cyprus on Monday and is now within striking distance of Syrian targets. Published reports say it has an arsenal of 50 Tomahawk missiles. As you mentioned, also on a scheduled deployment to the region, the USS Harry Truman. And due to the heightened tension here, European air traffic controllers have been put on alert regarding possible military action against Syria.
That's Fox's David Lee Miller reporting from Jerusalem. A Russian ranking general warns the U.S. that Russian forces are grounded in Syria, and if threatened, they will take retaliation measures. The White House says all options are still on the table, and President Trump today told Russia that missiles, quote, will be coming. A Twitter handle is being used again that's associated with a California man who is in jail in Wichita. This man is facing allegations that he made a hoax emergency call that led to a fatal police shooting of an unarmed man in Wichita. The tweet threatened to swat someone after authorities say some inmates were able to gain access to the internet. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter telling KSN News the man facing swatting charges, Tyler Barris, hacked into a snack ordering machine that was undergoing a software update by the vendor.
He hacked into their system, which is goes across state lines, which then at that point can involve charges from the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Sheriff Easter says the snack company has fixed that problem and Barris will likely face additional charges. Kansas officials discovering that a public school funding bill passed by lawmakers contains an error which lowers the size of its spending increase by at least $80 million.
Spokesman Kendall Moore said Tuesday that Governor Collier still plans to sign the measure and work with legislators on fixing the problem. The State Department of Education posted a notice about the flaw in the legislation on its website Monday. Legislators meant to phase in a $534 million increase in education funding over 5 years. In hopes of satisfying a Kansas Supreme Court mandate. With the flaw, that figure would be $454 million or possibly a little lower. The House approved the bill Saturday. The Senate passed it early Sunday. Critics argued that the measure was being rushed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council approving the opening phase of a $1.5 million project. It's for the redevelopment of Nafsker Park in Old Town.
The design of the project was presented to the public in March and was approved by the Historic Preservation Board, Design Council, and Park Board. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell thanked everyone who worked on and engaged in conversation about the project. He says the new design looks very welcoming and provides a lot of shade. The renovated park will feature support for food trucks, a dog park, and more room for events. The first phase of construction will be funded by tax increment financing, or TIF. While the budget is set at $1.5 million, fundraising efforts will be undertaken to attract sponsors for the additional elements to the park. Other phases may be funded through the Capital Improvement Program. Construction is set to begin in June. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
It's 8:06 with Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS. A stuffed Winnie the Pooh. Not unusual, but the contents might have been. And it's a rare letter from more than a century ago. KNSS News Time, 8:06. 8:09 with Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS. This Winnie the Pooh was not stuffed with fluff nor honey.
It's one of the biggest meth busts ever in Gwinnett County, Georgia. DEA agents say they found about $2 million worth of the illegal drug inside 500 figurines of Winnie the Pooh, Donald Duck, Pluto, and other Disney characters. DEA special agent in charge, Robert Murphy, says the meth was delivered from Mexico and was destined for nearby Atlanta. He adds another load containing legitimate ceramic figures was intercepted and is believed to have been intended as a decoy. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It's a letter that was written by a passenger on board the Titanic.
A letter written by second-class passenger Kate Buss in 1912 while on board the doomed Titanic going up for auction. It's expected to sell for as much as $35,000. That note was to her brother, detailing life during the voyage. She wrote that the ship's first-class apartments are really magnificent and will pop this in the post in case I'm seasick tomorrow. The Titanic sank in the Atlantic in the early hours of April 15, 1912. Over 1,500 people died, but Buss managed to escape. She died at age 96 in 1972. Jill Nato, Fox News.
It is 8:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on here on the streets of Wichita.
And right now we're just seeing a bit of a slowdown in some heavy traffic northbound on I-135. And this is right around Kellogg. Again, that's just some heavy traffic. Could clear up pretty quickly there. And the gasoline price in Wichita, still at the low end in Wichita, around $2.37 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at the weather forecast here on this warm Wednesday on the way. Meteorologist Dan Holliday with us. Dan?
Good morning. With a mostly clear and cool start across Wichita and south central Kansas, temperatures will soar this afternoon, our high 81, but with strong south winds and low humidity, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for extreme fire danger. Clear tonight, not as cool, our low 57, windy and low 80s on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south. It's partly cloudy and 52 degrees. And we're on our way to a high today of 81. There's your weather forecast here on this Wednesday, April 11th. Thanks for being with us here on this Wednesday. So, you know, you have to draw the line somewhere. Who gets in, who's out? Who's past the velvet rope and who does not make it? Now let's see who is not being invited to the royal wedding this spring. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen with us this morning from London. And Simon, some people are in, some people are not.
Yes, and many, we don't have an official definitive guest list, but we do have some strong indications from sources over here as to who is not going to be invited to this wedding. This is May the 19th, Prince Harry, son of Charles and Di, and the Queen's grandson, getting married to the American actor and activist Meghan Markle. It happens at Windsor Castle, the Queen's residence, which is about 20 miles to the west of London. And that's the first clue that this is a little bit different to what you might think of as a royal wedding, because if you remember when William and Kate got married a few years ago, that was at the huge Westminster Abbey in the middle of London. Well, this is not like that. This is going to be out in Windsor, with a capacity for the service of 600 people, we're told. Now, we know the invitations have been mailed out, so they have pretty much arrived. I think that's fair to say. And one person that we know who won't be getting one is President Trump. He is not on the guest list, according to royal sources here. And actually, in terms of high-profile politicians, he is not alone. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, is also not invited, and neither is former President Barack Obama, who has done some charity work with the Prince before. So we did think that the Obamas might have been invited to this ceremony, but that's not going to happen. Now, in the case of President Trump, he has made some pretty off-color remarks in the past about Prince Harry's late mother, Princess Diana. After she died, he said Diana was crazy, but he still would have slept with her. So we don't know what Harry thinks of President Trump, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's not a particularly big fan. And Meghan Markle, his fiancée, has also been a pretty vocal Trump critic in the past. So there's potentially no love lost there, but actually it sounds like this is a blanket decision to keep most politicians away. Kensington Palace told us it's been decided that an official list of political leaders is not required for this wedding.
I'm surprised what you said about the Prime Minister. What is there a protocol that the Prime Minister is or is not invited to a wedding such as this?
Well, no, there isn't. I mean, the last wedding, the Prime Minister was there with William and Kate. President Obama was not invited. We think that may have been a security issue. And instead, the U.S. ambassador to Britain was there. So we had ambassadors and diplomats and politicians. There is no protocol. And, you know, Britain does not have a constitution written down. It's a very delicate balance between the royals. Mm-hmm. You know, technically the Queen still can call the shots. She could declare war if she wants to. But crucially, she doesn't, because that wouldn't be acceptable to the public here in 2018. So there is this fine line where these delicate behind-the-scenes negotiations would have been going on in the background, and they would have been back and forth should the Prime Minister be there. What we are hearing from the UK government is that no invitation for the Prime Minister, and she was not expecting one in the first place. So the palace, Kensington Palace, is saying that wedding guests will be people who have an existing direct relationship with the groom or the bride, or with both. The Prime Minister doesn't. And the other side of it is, if you invite the Prime Minister, you then probably have to invite the leader of the opposition party right. in the UK Parliament. And what about other parties? And what about the leaders of parties in Scotland and Wales? You know, it gets complicated. And so they've drawn a pretty firm line here by the sounds of things. But yeah, I mean, I was surprised as well when you see the top line that the Prime Minister's not going to be there.
Simon, what's going on in London today?
Oh, well, where do you want to start? A huge global city like this. I mean, news-wise, I think the focus is on the potential military action coming up in Syria.
Right.
There are strong indications that, well, I mean, this morning President Trump has made it clear that the U.S. is going to do something. We had thought beforehand that he was really keen on having British and the French alongside him. It sounds to me this morning that he's decided either way the U.S. is going to do something. But I think it's possible that Britain and France will be involved in that as well. And that'll be a really big story here when that happens. The reports beforehand were that the president was keen that this was a multinational strike if one is to take place. And Britain and France would be the first countries he'd probably call to get involved in that. So a bit of a waiting game over here to see what happens.
All right. Thanks for the checking in with us. We appreciate it. Always good to hear from Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live this morning in London. I guess it's afternoon in London for Simon.
Yeah, big time change
We're
there.
Glad that he's checking in with us. Thank you very much. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen here on this Wednesday. It is 8:17 with Steve and Ted. The Las Vegas Golden Knights National Hockey League team.
Okay.
They are in the postseason.
Yes.
In their inaugural season in the NHL.
Yes, and they are.
A casino is paying tribute to their goalie, Marc-Andre Fleury, with a life-sized chocolate sculpture. Ahead of game one of Vegas' first-round showdown against the Los Angeles Kings in front of their hometown fans, the Bellagio in Las Vegas, unveiling a 5-foot-tall, 90-pound likeness of Marc-Andre Fleury in the hotel's patisserie. Mm-hmm. The impressive piece of confectionery art required the work of 2 executive chefs and 5 weeks of labor to be completed.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Chocolate goaltender.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 90 pounds of chocolate assembled over the base of Rice Krispie treats, styrofoam, and wires were needed to create this life-size sculpture.
Interesting.
And they also had stitching on his number 29 jersey is a part of a confection as well. The chocolate Fleury sculpture completed shortly after Vegas punched its playoff ticket late last month. 33-year-old Fleury has been a pretty stable backstop for the Golden Knights this season with 29 wins.
He's been doing very well.
Yeah, and now he's got a life-size 90-pound full-on chocolate at the Bellagio. Yeah. And if you can find a picture of it online, it actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check that out. It is 8:19 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports. And boy, do we have a game last night that you heard right here on KNSS. Mike Kennedy had the call as the 20th-ranked Shockers were in Stillwater taking on Oklahoma State in a game that lasted nearly 4 hours last night in Stillwater. But for Shocker fans, the finish was worth the wait. Most of the game, though, was not that great for Shocker fans. Oklahoma State had a 7-2 lead in the 8th inning. Shockers were down to their final 6 outs before getting a rally going. Got 3 runs on the scoreboard in the top of the 8th to make it 7-5. Then in the top of the 9th, a line out, a 1-out walk, and then a pop out. Oh, boy. 2 outs, just a guy on first. You're down by a couple. Things are starting to look a little bleak. How do you get this? And every swing could be your last. Well, they got a single from Ritter, and then a single from Genesta, and then a single from Bohm, and that tied it up. 7-7. Next guy at the plate was catcher Gunnar Trautwein. Mike Kennedy with the call here on KNSS.
2 to Trautwein. Hammered to deep left field. If it stays fair, it's a 3-run homer, and that ball is long gone. Gunnar Trautwein with a 3-run homer. And Wichita State has exploded here in the 9th inning to take the lead.
Game-winning 3-run home run in the top of the 9th for Gunnar Trautwein. Oklahoma State did not get anything going in the bottom of the 9th as relief pitcher for the Shockers Chandler Sanburn got a strikeout, a ground out, and another strikeout to finish it up. How about that? Shockers come from 5 runs down in the late going to win that game 10-7. First season sweep for the Shockers over Oklahoma State in 8 years. How about that? Nice win by the Shocks on the road last night. 23rd win of the season for the 20th-ranked Shockers. Not so good in baseball action for the Kansas City Royals last night. One night after completely handling Seattle in a 10-0 win, tables kind of got turned last night. Seattle with an easy 8-3 win over the Royals. Felix Hernandez with the win on the mound for the Mariners with good curveball and fastball work, and the Royals couldn't get much done against him. They have split the first 2 games of this series. Now the finale is an afternoon game at Kauffman Stadium today. What a great day for an afternoon game at Kauffman. As the pregame coverage of that one begins at 12:30. The game will start about 1:15. You can listen to the Royals live today on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Royals are going to be without center fielder, former Wichita Wrangler Alex Gordon. He's on the disabled list now with a torn left hip labrum. Team hopes that he will not have to undergo surgery, hoping to get him back within about a week and a half or a couple weeks. For Alex Gordon on the disabled list. Tonight is the last night of the regular season in the NBA. Second-to-last games being played yesterday, including 2 playoff-bound teams in the East. The Washington Wizards hosting the Boston Celtics last night, and the Wizards win it 113-101. In the starting lineup for the Wizards, former Kansas Jayhawk Markieff Morris with 13 points. Off the bench, another Jayhawk, Kelly Oubre, with 11 points. Both these teams are going to the playoffs, but the Wizards can move up with a win tonight in the finale. The Wizards currently in that 8th and final spot in the Eastern Conference, getting ready for the playoffs. That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 8:22 with Steve and Ted. Traffic and weather coming up. And trouble brewing in the liberal destroy Trump deep state paradise, says Sean Hannity. We'll get more on Sean Hannity's morning update next on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.